Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply and Fabric Rents, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more. By Jones Dairy Farm, family owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural pork sausage or bacon. JonesDairyFarm.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Safety and Shooting Range Programs, dnr.wi.gov, keywords Hunter Safety and Shooting Ranges. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Glad to be back in Wisconsin from my road trips. More on that in just a bit. Well, folks, it's time now for the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you, as always, by Pappas Trading Post, southern Wisconsin's largest Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on Highway 14 just west of Arena, and online at Pappas, with two P's, PappasTradingPost.com. Joining us from the Trading Post, once again, is J.C. Chamberlain. Thanks for joining us, J.C.
Oh, thanks for having us back.
Well, okay, let's hear it. Did you get a big deer last weekend?
I didn't even actually get out this past weekend, unfortunately. I had some family stuff to take care of with birthdays and such, but we're getting closer.
Yeah, well, any reports of big deer? We heard about one on the that's been going around the Internet.
Yeah, I saw a couple pictures on Facebook from around the state. For the most part around here, I would say pretty quiet in our area.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few does shot, and you know, guys were seeing deer. Just not, either not the deer they really wanted to kill, or, you know, just not close enough, one or the other.
Okay.
But definitely enough movement.
Yeah. Well, you know, the crops are coming in pretty good. I don't know about soybeans. Soybeans I've seen, you know, on one side of the road I've seen green soybeans, and on the other side yellow soybeans. I don't know if they were planted at different times, but the deer pretty much stop eating when the leaves turn yellow, don't they?
Yeah, usually once they start to yellow, they pretty much vacate the fields with the beans. And I mean, around our area here, I would say most of them have probably left the bean fields. A lot of them that I've seen are getting pretty well dried down to the point where it won't be long and they'll be in the fields harvesting them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so where are you going to find deer right now then?
Right now, it seems to be some of the hot spots. Guys have had some pretty good luck if they found some acorns. That seems to be one place. As always, apple orchards are phenomenal this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody kind of has a sweet tooth, and so do the deer. And
sure.
The other thing would be, you know, a fairly fresh, like week or 2 week old alfalfa field would be another prime spot.
Uh-huh.
Really to find them.
Yeah, one that was third cut and growing back.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And then even as wet as it's been this year, guys have been reporting pretty decent sightings over water holes as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the, you know, the hot, humid temperatures we've been having.
Sure. All right. Well, there's some good advice. Now, people who have been hunting or have been practicing, we hope that everybody's bow and crossbow is in functioning shape, but when you put it to the real test out there in the woods, that's when you start discovering problems. And a friend of mine, I won't give his name and I won't mention the brand of crossbow, but he had a crossbow malfunction opening morning. The little gizmo, it was plastic that holds the arrow in place and allows him to shoot. It broke, and so if he pointed his crossbow down, the bolt just slid right off the rail there. So if you've got an emergency like that, you folks are able to handle emergency repairs, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for the most part, we should have just about everything that would be needed, at least with the brands that we typically carry. We generally have parts on hand so that we can take care of those little things that happen, because we know that they do.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be crossbow, compound, you know, this time of year it seems like a lot of that kind of thing. You know, we'll have cases where guys have problems with cocking devices and that sort of thing, and we have either new ones on hand or, again, parts usually to fix the ones that are currently there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to the compounds, It seems like a lot of times now we'll start to see some peeps rotating possibly, either just from the difference in the temperature changes, or, you know, guys are just using it more, so it's finally settling or stretching a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that stuff we can handle.
Okay. What brands do you carry, once again?
As far as the crossbows go, we do have 10-point, some Horton, and Mission.
Okay.
Those would be the three main brands there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the vertical side of things, it's going to be Matthews and Mission.
Sure. All right. And your store hours, now that the season's open?
We're open 10 to 8 through the week, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4.
Okay, every day then for at least part of
every
the day.
Every day, so you can find us.
And if somebody gets a repair done, can they test it right away at your range?
Oh, absolutely. Usually a lot of the guys do. In fact, you know, they'll get something fixed, run it over, and shoot it in the lanes to make sure it's at least close, if not dead on, and then...
Mm-hmm.
If it's dead on, then they usually either head to the woods or are happy, or they run home and dial it in real quick if they didn't in the lanes.
Got it. All right. Well, JC, thanks for that advice, and get out in the woods now.
I'm working on it. We should be able to get there for a little while this weekend, hopefully.
All right. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
JC Chamberlain with the Outdoors Report for the Madison area, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Southern Wisconsin's largest Matthews and Mission archery retailer, on Highway 14 west of Arena and online at pappastradingpost.com. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Well, Jeff, first things first, how's the new baby?
New baby is, well, it's a new baby. Trying to figure out when to sleep and, you know, how this all is going to work with the toddler and everything. And it's, I guess you could say I'm a little tired right now. Yeah.
Well, how's Robert taking to his new sister?
He's not quite sure yet.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's really excited when she's really quiet and sleeping. He'll walk up to her and go, "Oh, she's so cute." When she's awake and crying, he kind of gets frustrated. He doesn't like the noise.
Mm-hmm.
He's likes to talk over her. So we got some adjustments to make in the house, and that is what it is. I guess everybody with a couple of kids will have to deal with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But you got a healthy, beautiful baby girl.
Yep,
and,
absolutely. Everything went well. My wife, it was a planned C-section, but it happened earlier than we anticipated. So, but because it was planned, we knew that she was going to be born by a cesarean section.
Yeah.
Things like that moved along much smoother. We had a great team of doctors and nurses in the OR, and everybody was happy and healthy and recovering well. And again, just trying to adapt to the new reality. Yeah.
And her name for our listeners?
Josephine Renda Kelm.
Wow.
Renda was my mother-in-law's name,
uh-huh.
And of course she passed away this last November,
yeah.
And so to honor her, we used her name as Josephine's middle name.
Wonderful.
So,
okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing her on her first fishing trip sometime.
Sometime,
down the road
here.
Yep.
So, yeah. 2 years,
yeah. Now, you've been busy with a new baby, but how about the archery opener? Did you get out?
I got out for 3 hours. Yep. I got out for 3 hours opening night and saw one deer after I climbed out of the stand and was standing waiting for the other two guys that were on the property with me to come back walking up to me. It was a nice 8-pointer, you know. There was enough light that I could still range him at 47 yards, but wasn't within legal shooting time, and it kind of would have been one of those, I don't know if I would have shot him or not, you know, 40, just kind of that borderline deer, you know, young deer that has some great potential if we let him go.
And 47 is a bit of a poke.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, I'm practiced out to 60, you know, not that 47 is, you know, 100% comfortable, but, you know, and I may consider it on the right deer, you know, I suppose.
Yeah, all right. Well, as folks who are listening every week know, I was out at the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference in Chautauqua, New York, last week, and a great resort. It's actually a ski resort, Peak and Peak, but it's a ski and golf resort, and... you know, I managed to get out and play a couple of rounds of golf. One with my good friend Tim Lesmeister and Mike McNett.
All right, yep.
And Mike showed us how to do it.
Nice.
He played, he hits a better ball than I do, but I haven't been playing much. And he's quite the golfer, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he does enjoy golf.
Yeah, and then I played with Ernie Calandrelli of Quaker Boy Game Calls.
Okay, yep.
The next day. I actually got two rounds in. And if anyone is ever heading to Pecan Peak, which is in the hill country, it's glacial country of southwestern New York, almost to the Pennsylvania border, some absolutely gorgeous landscapes and vistas, and the golf course. Ernie, who's played around all over the country, he said, boy, this is one of the prettiest golf courses I've ever played. And you know that a pretty golf course is a challenging golf course. So
sure.
I saw the whole thing, lost a few balls on the upper course, but had a great time. Good. And got a chance to fish twice, actually, for muskies. My brother Mike came down from the Adirondacks. We fished with Larry Johnson one day, and we fished with another guy the next day, and we never saw a muskie. I had one follow, something big. I don't know what it was, but I think it was a big bass, something big for a small fish,
right,
but not muskie
right.
size. But
sure.
And we took home two awards for the turkey show, the Wild Turkeys in Wisconsin show that Mark LaBarbera and I did last spring. So
cool.
It was all in all a great conference, and saw some old friends and had a great time.
All right. Well, this week's show, of course, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated since 1889, best known for their all-natural pork breakfast sausage. Their pork sausage still made from the original family recipe. They don't use any of those preservatives or chemical additives you might find in others. So you'll find the Jones Dairy Farm all-natural pork breakfast sausage in the freezer case at most major retailers in Wisconsin and across the country. You can check out their retail outlet in Fort Atkinson. And to find a retailer near you, visit jonesdairyfarm.com. Again, this week we're giving away a $50 gift certificate, or $50 worth, rather, of Jones Dairy Farm
right.
products. You're actually going to get the products.
You get it loaded to your hand.
And
to
get in that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number. That's 414-297-7554 or email at dsoradio@gmail.com.
Coming up, Rough Grouse Society CEO John Eichinger is going to talk about a new partnership between the Rough Grouse Society and Cabela's. In the Jones Dairy Farm Cooking Corner, Chef Big Al offers a delicious recipe for fisherman's pie. We'll also talk with Lyme disease expert Dan Wolf and get some advice for dealing with ticks this fall. And we'll start things off with Dumper Dan and a fishing report on from Lake Michigan out of Sheboygan. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Each year, my family has a new hunting story.
Was two.
It was not.
And we have those stories because we are safe. That safety starts with the tree stand. We all wear a proper-sized full-body harness in the tree. Our gun isn't only unloaded. It's on a hull line not tied to the trigger. And the muzzle is pointed down. We follow the gear recommendations and get out of the stand just as carefully as we got in. Without safety, we might not have these stories, and that's not worth the risk. Visit dnr.wi.gov for more tree stand safety tips.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org. Looking for a place to practice with your new handgun? Need to sight in a rifle to get ready for the firearms deer season? Or maybe you're more into shooting traps, skeet, or sporting clays? The Wisconsin DNR encourages and promotes safe, fun target shooting. There are dozens of ranges around the state open to public access throughout the year. Go to dnr.wi.gov and search keywords shooting ranges to find a range near you. That's dnr.wi.gov, keywords shooting ranges. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelms with me in the studio, and it's time now for the Sheboygan Area Lake Michigan Fishing Report, brought to you by Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters of Sheboygan, on the web at dumperdan.com, and by Anglers Avenue Pub and Grill and Tackle Shop on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan as well, on the web at anglersavenue.net. And joining us once again, as always, for this report is Captain Dan Welch, of Dumper Dan's Charters and Store and Condos there. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Yep, nice to talk to you guys again, Jeff and Dan, and as you probably have been doing as well, enjoying this fall weather. It's been a gorgeous month of September, and fishing here out of Sheboygan's been good, and weather's been as good. So it's been a good time here.
Well, that's great. What are you catching?
We've got a variety going right now, Dan. We have kings and cohos in front of the harbor we're catching, more so during the week. Boat traffic is a little less during the week, of course, and, mm-hmm. and my six boats are out there working it out in front, catching them four-year-old kings and some spawning cohos that are coming in. So that's been fun during the week, and some big fish as well. On the weekends or when the lake is flat calm, we've been motoring out for the steelhead, which we still have a really nice batch, a school of rainbow trout off Sheboygan here about 10 miles out. A little bit of a haul to get to them, but well worth it. I know a bunch of my guys went out the last couple weekends and got limits of rainbows out deep. So good variety. I mean, if you want to fish in close, we try that. And if you want to motor out, we go after them fish. And and good numbers of fish this fall season. Yeah. Water temperatures are perfect, 55 to 60 degrees on the surface. So that's been in our favor as well.
Yeah, well, we had a great outing with you a couple of weeks ago, the end of August there, with rainbows, and you couldn't shut me up fast enough, but I didn't jinx us when I said, hey, we had like seven or eight fish in the box and hadn't lost one yet, and I made some comment to that effect, and both you and George, I thought you were going to throw me out of the boat, but we did well that day, and jumping fish and never had one come off.
Right, exactly, and yeah, we hooked everything we had on, which doesn't happen too often, rainbow trout fishing, because they're an active fish and jump a lot and thrash a lot and run out some lines, so yeah, that was a lot of fun, and that day right there, Dan, I mean, that was just typical for what we've been doing as far as motoring out a ways to get to them steelhead rainbow fish, and that day we were south of town about 8-10 miles, we're off of Oostburg, and we're fishing, if you remember, we got out to about 450 or 60 feet of water, which is pretty deep. But then again, too, we're only fishing the top 60-foot range, so everything was on planer boards, dipsies, and downriggers in the top 60. So good action and a lot of fun, that's for sure. Them clients had a blast.
They did.
They had a great TV show.
Yep. And that'll air sometime coming up this this new season after the first of the year, probably just before the Channel 10 auction. That's usually when we do that auction charter. So for folks who might want to fish with you yet this year before you hang it up, have you got some open dates this month and next?
Yeah, we do. We're starting to slowly wind down here, Dan. Our three trips a day are completed. Obviously, we don't have enough daylight in the day to run three a day. So we're down to two a day and still running trips 7 days a week. But we'll run till about mid-October, give or take. And then the docks come out of the water. The boats come out about the third week of October. So I do have dates open yet. I would definitely take advantage of this warm weather and good fishing here and hook up with me and try and get you out for a half a day, or if you want to come out and stay overnight in the condos and do a two-day package, a lot of people are calling for that yet as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Anglers Avenue, our co-sponsor this time, they're open daily, I presume. I've had lunch there a number of times, and the Tackle Shop as well, right?
They are, yeah. Tackle Shop opens at 7 in the morning. They're open till about 7 p.m., 7 days a week, and then The Paul and Lisa just started closing now on Tuesdays here in the fall season, so they're open 6 days a week. They're closed on Tuesdays at the Pub and Grill, but definitely stop in and chat with them, have some lunch, grab some tackle, walk out on the pier if you don't have a boat or you're not going to charter with us, because the pier fishermen are doing quite well, too, and Russell does have all the tackle there for pier fishing as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dan, will you join us again next week and kind of wrap up the season with us?
I will, absolutely. We'll talk about the whole season from start to finish, what we started with in April and what we end with here in the fall season, and talk a little bit about what we do, here in the off season here at Dumper Dan's of Sheboygan. So definitely look forward to talking to you again next week, probably the final radio talk show for us for the year. But in the meantime, check out our Facebook page. Jeff, our client that was out with you and I for the TV shoot with Outdoor Wisconsin, posted on our Facebook page just the other day, so you can read what he said and check out his pictures of what we caught. So check out our Facebook page or www.dumperdan.com. If you're looking for that last-minute reservation yet, 920-377-1147 is my cell.
All right. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you again next weekend. Thanks so much for that report.
You got it. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Dan Welch of Dumper Dan Sports Fishing Charters, as he mentioned, dumperdan.com is a website, and also brought to you by Anglers Avenue of Sheboygan. Anglersavenue.net is their website. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Each year, my family has a new hunting story.
Was two.
It was not.
And we have those stories because we're safe. That safety starts with the tree stand. We all wear a proper-sized full-body harness in the tree. Our gun isn't only unloaded. It's on a hull line not tied to the trigger. And the muzzle is pointed down. We follow the gear recommendations and get out of the stand just as carefully as we got in. Without safety, we might not have these stories, and that's not worth the risk. Visit dnr.wi.gov for more tree stand safety tips.
Looking for a place to practice with your new handgun? Need to sight in a rifle to get ready for the firearms deer season? Or maybe you're more into shooting traps, skeet, or sporting clays? The Wisconsin DNR encourages and promotes safe, fun target shooting. There are dozens of ranges around the state open to public access throughout the year. Go to dnr.wi.gov and search keywords shooting ranges to find a range near you. That's dnr.wi.gov, keywords shooting ranges.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. And our show is brought to you in part by the Ruffed Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society, celebrating more than 50 years of habitat improvement for grouse, woodcock, and other young forest wildlife. You can learn more on the web at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us is Ruffed Grouse Society President and CEO, John Eichinger. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Dan, it's always a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, grouse season is open here in Wisconsin, at least up north, and I imagine in some other states. Woodcock coming up soon for most people, too. But hunters are out there, even though there's still a lot of leaves on the trees, at least where I've been. What are you hearing?
That's right, and I found the same thing. I've been out in the woods a couple times, too, but there are an awful lot of leaves on the trees right now.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing about grouse and woodcock nationally?
Well, when we talk with our biologists, they always couch their advice with a certain amount of caution.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can under-promise and over-deliver. But actually, we're looking for grouse and woodcock populations to be slightly better than where they were last year at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pretty decent spring for brooding, and then the summer was pretty good. At least most of the areas, not all of them, but most of the areas had pretty good moisture. So they had plenty of feed and things like that. So we're looking for a stronger population than we've seen in the last couple of years.
Well, let's hope that bears out as the leaves fall and folks have more time to get out in the woods. Now, your folks sent out a press release just a couple of weeks ago that was really inspirational, I thought. It was telling us about a substantial grant that you got from the Cabela's Outdoor Fund, and I'd like you to tell us about it. What is the grant? How much was it? What is the Cabela's Outdoor Fund, and what are you going to do with it?
Sure, Dan. It's the Cabela's Outdoor Fund awarded us a grant for $46,000, and we have some matching funds into it. We're putting in a little bit over $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they're funding more than half of the four projects that are included in it. And where this money comes from is whenever we go shopping at a Cabela's store, when we're checking out, we have an opportunity to round up for conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those pennies and dollars and that have gone into the rounding up program is where the funds come from that go into the Cabela's Outdoor Fund and find their way into the kinds of projects that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We submitted a grant proposal earlier this year, and there were actually four projects that we requested funding for, and we were thrilled that they decided to fund all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first project really has to do with the work that we're doing as an organization to pass this wonderful heritage of hunting that we have on to the next generation. And we have a couple of programs, a hunter mentor program and a women's introduction to wing shooting program that they're getting started. We've got programs, booklets, guides, patches, teaching aids, things like that. And what a portion of this grant will do is help fund the production of some of those materials.
Mm-hmm.
To make it easier for us to have this program adopted by more of our chapters than what we have out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that.
That's a great, let's talk about that just a little bit. That is a need that I think many individuals and organizations and outdoor communicators have recognized over the last decade or so as hunter numbers are declining. So I think it's great that first of all that you've decided to do something about this, and I know you've been working on this already, and secondly that the Cabela's grant's going to help you do it.
Well, thank you. We are very serious about this, and our hunting heritage is one of the three pillars of our mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy forests, abundant wildlife, and our hunting heritage. And we just felt that it's important for us to make sure that we pay close attention to all three of these areas. And the Hunter Mentor Program and the Women's Introduction of Wing Shooting are just two broad programs to help introduce new people to what we do as a sport. And also to reactivate, because there are some people that may have hunted when they were younger,
mm-hmm.
but then once they got into school or had families, they weren't able to get out that more, and it's a good time for them to get back and tune up and refresh and get back out in the woods.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. And what else is it funding now?
Okay. There are two projects that are really kind of habitat related. One is, as you know, Dan, we own several habitat machines.
Right.
And what they do is they create young forest habitat. And it's pretty heavy-duty work. It's hard on the machines. There's a fair bit of maintenance that is required to repair them and to keep them in running condition and things like that, and some of the money goes to that. And then the third project is also habitat-related, and in this instance, we're buying a disc harrow for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources for them to do, to create hunter walking trails and to do food plots and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have that up in their grayling office, which is right in the heart of the good habitat that we're interested in.
Right.
And they'll be working from that.
And then the
fourth area has to do with the Driftless Area Young Forest Symposium,
mm-hmm,
that we conducted just a little over a month ago. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, you spoke with one of our biologists that really headed that up, Scott Walter.
That's right. Yeah, last month we talked with Scott, and it's an exciting program. He told us all about it.
It really is, and we're excited about that because what it does is it really gives us an opportunity to look at habitat from an ecosystem approach, irrespective of what the political boundaries happen to be. And that really gives us an opportunity to manage habitat programs with much greater effectiveness and greater efficiency,
mm-hmm,
because we're working across state lines all in the same basic ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you've got the grant from Cabela's. Does their Roundup for Conservation program, is that still ongoing?
Yes, it is. It's continuing, and we do intend to submit additional grant requests as we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain that we will always be requesting things for habitat programs, and we're going to, one of the things that we want to do is as we make these requests, we want to introduce some geographic diversity to it.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it was somewhere in the upper Midwest. Maybe we want to do something in the New England area, Southern Appalachians, or the, other states like that, so that we can benefit other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I see on the press release that if we go to cabelas.com/outdoor fund, we can learn more about the fund and I presume other grants that they've awarded to other agencies.
Yes, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. There, as I'm sure everybody, all your listeners know, Cabela's is a wonderful organization, and they put back into conservation. They reinvest into the resource, and they're a delight to work with.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for talking with us and filling us in on that. And folks, if you are shopping at Cabela's and they ask you to round up for conservation, it might add a few pennies or up to a dollar or so to your purchase. But as you heard, it goes to a worthy cause, and in this case, four great projects by the Rough Grouse Society. So we'll keep tabs on that, John, and we'll talk to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dan.
You bet. John Eichinger, he is the president and CEO of the Rough Grouse Society and the American Woodcock Society. You can learn more about both of these organizations and the work that they do at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Each year, my family has a new hunting story.
Was two.
It was not.
And we have those stories because we're safe. That safety starts with the tree stand. We all wear a proper-sized full-body harness in the tree. Our gun isn't only unloaded. It's on a hull line not tied to the trigger. And the muzzle is pointed down. We follow the gear recommendations and get out of the stand just as carefully as we got in. Without safety, we might not have these stories, and that's not worth the risk. Visit dnr.wi.gov for more tree stand safety tips.
Outdoors Radio is sponsored by the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, a permanent fund to improve habitat in Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin's outdoors, when you buy your hunting or fishing license, please consider making a $2 donation or more to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Donations to the fund will provide habitat management for our state-managed conservation lands in state parks and natural areas, as well as wildlife and fishery areas. Give now, enjoy forever. CherishWisconsin.org.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. Time now for the Cooking Corner. It's brought to you, as always, by Jones Dairy Farm. They are family-owned and operated since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm. All-natural pork, sausage, or bacon, available at all major food retailers in Wisconsin and many in neighboring states. You can learn more at jonesdairyfarm.com. And joining us once again is my good friend, Chef Big Al. He's the proprietor of the Exclusive Hunting Club near Edgerton, Wisconsin. His website is exclusivehuntingclub.net. Al, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan, how are you today? What a perfect day outside, right?
Well, it's always a perfect day when we're talking to you and talking about food.
You know I love food, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, we all do. And we've got another great recipe, fisherman's pie with bacon saffron sauce. But I'll tell you what, this one's a little fancier than the last one, isn't it?
Yes, there's a lot more to this recipe, but it's a very good recipe.
Well, let's break it down and see if we can't simplify it. First of all, fisherman's pie, what can you compare that to?
That's very similar to a shepherd's pie, Dan.
Oh, sure, okay.
Where you're actually using, you know, mashed potatoes
yep.
as your crust of the pie.
Okay. Well, that makes it clearer for people, I think. So the potato topping, what would you put in that?
Well, what you can put in the topping itself is we like to use two different potatoes because they got different tastes. But you want to peel your potatoes, cube them small, so that they boil quicker and they're easier to mash.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can use russet potatoes and Yukon Gold work really well. Yukon give it a nice creamy flavor.
Sure, okay.
And then what you can add in that topping is Bernier cheese.
Okay.
It's a shredded cheese, but it's similar to like a Swiss cheese.
Sure.
To make
sure.
It a little simpler.
Okay.
And also you can use a little bit of white pepper, some salt, and then you want to use a salted butter. If you're going to use unsalted butter, then of course you got to use a little bit more salt.
Yeah, okay.
You want to make it to your taste, so it tastes good.
All right. And then we're poaching the salmon, and there's shrimp involved in this too, right? So you just, what do you poach it in?
What you're going to mix, you're going to take and you're going to make a bouquet garnet,
mm-hmm.
which is like a cheesecloth full of, or like a tea bag of bay leaf, some thyme. You want to use a little bit of celery, some onion, and you tie that all together in some peppercorns in the cheesecloth, and you let it soak in your sauce with kind of like you would a glass of tea.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And then when you're done, you pull that out and throw it away.
Right. Okay. So what's in that liquid?
In the liquid itself, we're going to take, you know, you're going to use water. Now you're going to add a little bit of dry vermouth, like you're making a martini.
Yeah.
You're going to use about 4 tablespoons of dry vermouth.
Yeah.
You want to peel a carrot. You want to cut it lengthwise. And then make up your tea bag mixture or with a cheesecloth,
yep.
and then add your peppercorn. And then you want to take your skinless salmon, you want to chunk it, Now you're going to use about 8 to 9 ounces of salmon in this. You want to chunk it up, put it in there, and then about 12 shrimp peeled in the vein.
Uh-huh.
And then you just put it in there and you poach it. For, you know, your salmon, you want to go about, you know, 6 minutes, three, you know, depending on how big you made them. And then your shrimp, you want to go about a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Until it just starts to change color, because you don't want to overcook it, because otherwise it's all going to fall apart.
Right, you know? Right.
Very delicate.
Right.
Items using fish and shrimp.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. And then the real special stuff here is here's where we bring in the Jones Dairy Farm products, the saffron cream sauce. What's in that?
Well, what you want to do with that? That's pretty simple. You're basically making a cream sauce using saffron to add the taste to it, along with the Jones Dairy bacon. Now, either is cherry or hickory smoked bacon will work fine in this. But the thing is, you don't want to overcook it so it's real burnt. You know, you want it to not overcooked, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but that's the way
sure.
you want it.
Okay. All right.
And then you're going to use a little bit of cayenne pepper because you want a little bit of spice. Not too much so it overpowers the dish, but just enough to give it, you know, a little flavor on your tongue so you can taste the spice. And then you use some fresh parsley.
Mm-hmm.
You use Italian parsley or a good flat leaf parsley works good. You chop it up. That's going to add your color to the dish also. Otherwise, it's just a white cream sauce.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you just put it in there and put it in your crust that you made. And you bake it in the oven for about 375 until it's done. And then you're all set. Pull it out, serve it up.
All right.
A nice salad or a good Italian bread or a French bread with some butter works great on stuff like that.
Doggone it, you're making me hungry again. But
I'm hungry too already.
But that's your
talking about this.
That's your job. Well, Al, we're going to have this recipe posted on the Jones Dairy Farm website, as always. And this week's giveaway, once again, $50 worth of Jones breakfast meats delivered to your door, folks. So to enter the drawing, give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the giveaway. We'll give that information again at the end of the show. Well, Al, thanks so much for sharing that with us, and we'll talk to you again.
Dan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I look forward to seeing you again.
All righty. Big Al with the Cooking Corner, brought to you by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated since 1889. Find a retailer near you at jonesdairyfarm.com. Well, let's switch from talking about food to talking about people being food, and you'll understand why in just a minute. This segment is brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, Wisconsin's largest personal injury law firm, with 11 offices throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And if you're ever injured in a traffic accident, call Hupe and Abraham at 800-800-5678 or visit HUPY.com. And joining us now to explain this mystery that I've just set out there, as we start thinking about fall hunting and fall camping activities, is Dan Wolf. He is the founder of Tick Ease and the inventor of Tickies tick removal tweezers. Boy, Dan, that's a mouthful and a tongue twister as well. But thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Dan, for having me. It's certainly a pleasure to be talking to you and your listeners about some of my favorite subjects. Most people don't like them, but for some reason I have a fascination with ticks.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I forgot to mention your website, but let's do that right away, tickease.com. And you're fascinated with ticks. Most of us dread them, and especially the deer tick and the Lone Star tick, which are nasty carriers of disease. No, let's talk about the ticks, first of all. There are three major or primary species, right?
Well, right, especially up in the areas where we live, primarily in the northeast part of the country and in the upper Midwest. We really have to look out for the deer tick or the black-legged tick.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much to worry about illnesses transferred by the dog tick or the brown tick. And then there's a new tick that's kind of racing to the scene called the Lone Star tick.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have three major types of ticks here, but more or less the brown tick or the dog tick are more of a nuisance rather than anything else.
Right, okay. But they do, all of these ticks, especially the deer and the Lone Star, carry diseases. What are some of the diseases they carry?
Well, they can carry a whole host of illnesses, including viruses, bacteria, and parasites, which all can infect us with a variety of different ailments. Now, the deer ticks are most commonly associated with Lyme disease,
mm-hmm.
and more than 90% of all Lyme disease cases are actually reported in the Northeast and the Upper Midwest. So me being in the Boston area and you being in Wisconsin, you know, we have that dubious distinction of being, you know, some of the highest rates for Lyme in the world.
Yeah.
The other illnesses that are, I hate to use this term, becoming more popular,
mm-hmm.
but are being, I should say, maybe being found more prevalent in our Lone Star and our deer ticks lately is a parasite called Babesia,
mm-hmm.
which acts like malaria. We have another bacteria called Anaplasmosis. We've actually discovered the Powassan virus in several locations here on Cape Cod. And other things could include Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Ehrlichiosis, Bartonella, and, you know, so on. But those are less common, but certainly not out of the realm.
Mm-hmm. All sound pretty nasty. Most of us here are familiar with Lyme disease. We, as you mentioned, being ground zero, at least here in the Midwest. I guess there are several things that we can talk about here, but your website lists three keys to preventing these diseases, and they're pretty simple but important steps, aren't they?
They are, and, you know, I've done a lot of educational work. People sometimes refer to me as Tick Man Dan. So I always say, as Tick Man Dan, you cannot get Lyme disease or any other tick-borne illness unless you get bitten.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of focus should be turned on preventing the bite itself. Mm-hmm. So prevention, effective removal, and early removal are all three keys to early prevention that will not allow some of those pathogens or those germs to get into your system and subsequently result in infection. So obviously, there's a few key steps that you want to take and you want to add to your daily routine if you are active in areas where ticks live.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, we're expecting to see, I would say within the next few weeks in your area, my area, a very large increase in the activity level of adult deer ticks.
Uh-huh.
And by the time that these ticks have reached adulthood, this is when they carry the most potential infectious pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume, based upon research, that about 50 to 60% of these ticks will carry the bacteria that causes Lyme. Now, that doesn't mean that even if an infected tick bites you that you're going to get it. And believe me, everybody reacts differently to the bacteria that causes Lyme.
Uh-huh.
Some people can get it, get treated, cured. They can, of course, get it again. But a small percentage of those people who are positive for infection will go on to develop some lingering or long-term and even chronic conditions
mm-hmm.
as a result of that bite.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you want to do is add a tick check routine
mm-hmm.
Into your daily schedule, especially if you have kids, because kids between 5 and 9 are at the highest risk for Lyme disease right now.
Really? Wow. Okay.
And Tick Man Dan says, don't neglect your crevices.
Uh-huh.
So
yep.
What we want to do is make sure that we're doing thorough tick checks,
mm-hmm.
we're doing them often, and we're checking ourselves, our kids, and our pets, because pets wear repellents. People can put on the DEET. I don't think it's all that effective against ticks. It works great for mosquitoes and other biting insects.
Mm-hmm.
But dogs that wear the front line or the collars or any other prevention medication or treatment can bring those ticks inside. The ticks don't like it. They fall off, but they're repelled. They're not killed.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're walking around in your house, and certainly you are fair game, and so are the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you check well. In the springtime, we have nymphal stage deer ticks that are out that are extremely small.
They're
so you
tiny.
Really have
yeah.
to check
yeah.
all your crevices.
Yeah.
And make sure your kids do it, even if they are old enough to not let you strip them down and, yeah, and examine all of their parts.
Yeah.
So prompt removal is key as well, because the quicker you get that tick off, the less of a chance you are being exposed to those pathogens, and it takes sometimes can take a while for those germs to circulate around the tick, come back and forth, and then gain hold in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to do it correctly, and the reason I invented tickies was because I've been bitten more than 200 times by ticks.
Wow.
And I've probably removed more than 2,000 ticks from animals and
you
people.
You are a tick man, Dan.
I am a tick magnet.
Yeah. So tickies, you know, I had them at the Deer Fest and at the Greater Wisconsin Outdoor and Sportsman Festival, sold a bunch of them to folks. For people who've never seen it or heard of it, describe it and tell us how it works.
Well, it is a two-sided stainless steel device that will allow you to take off effectively and safely, sort of extract, embedded ticks of any type, any size, and any level of engorgement.
Mm-hmm.
The one side is a very, very sharp, pointy tweezer, which is the only recommended method for removal provided by the Centers for Disease Control. And I put a 45-degree angle on that, and that allows you to slide it close to the skin and get down underneath or along those mouth parts so that you can pull straight up.
Uh-huh.
And straight up is the key, Dan.
Yep.
You don't want to turn it sideways or pry it or slide it in any way or twist it. Never twist a tick out, because you're only increasing the chances of breaking off that mouth part that's embedded in you.
Mm-hmm.
The backside of the tool is a very angled scoop, and what it does, it allows you to get those bigger ticks, you know, those engorged ticks that
sure
sometimes can look like a blueberry on your dog.
Yep.
It allows you to wiggle the tool underneath to the back end of the V slot in the tool, and then again lift straight out. You want to do it steadily with even pressure, and again, that'll minimize the risk of breaking off the mouth parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Tickies does. It just allows you to do that. And being stainless steel, easily sanitized, easily sterilized with heat, and the product also comes with a magnifier and instructions on how to get those ticks tested.
Mm-hmm.
Should anybody subsequently come down with a fever or chills or any kind of bad illness within about 1 or 2 weeks from the bite.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the UMass Amherst laboratory here on the East Coast.
All right. Well, there's a lot more information on your website, and just before we let you go, any final advice for people going out there, camping, hiking, hunting? We don't want to scare them out of the woods, but what do you tell people?
No, you want to make sure that you get to enjoy the outdoors, because I don't know how you couldn't, but I love the outdoors, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure many of your listeners do as well. But we want people to be just aware and know how to prevent these ticks from biting. And there's a company called Insect Shield that makes a permethrin-treated clothing,
mm-hmm.
or you can send your own clothing there. I don't have anything to do with them from a business perspective, but InsectShield.com is a great site, and they've been making they use an acaricide. Permethrin is an acaricide.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe for dogs and people. And it will actually kill the ticks that come in contact with the material.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll even treat your own clothing if you want to send in, if you're not into their fashions.
Right.
But that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is when you come back from a camping trip or hunting, throw your clothes in a hot dryer for about 20 minutes, and that'll kill any lingering ticks that are on your clothing but not haven't embedded or found their way to a host yet. If it's wintertime, you might want to put them in a little longer because of the insulation on the clothing. I would turn them inside out and dry them, but do this before you wash the clothes, and that'll make sure they're dead. And again, always do your tick checks. I know it's,
yep.
it may be a pain, but Lyme disease and other illnesses are even more so of a pain.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, thanks so much for sharing that advice with us, and we'll send folks to your website, tickease.com, and have a good fall out there.
Well, thank you. You, too. Have a safe hunting season if you're going out in the woods, and I really appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Dan Wolf, founder of TickEase, and his website again, TickEase.com. This was brought to you by Hupy and Abraham, HUPY.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Looking for a place to practice with your new handgun? Need to sight in a rifle to get ready for the firearms deer season? Or maybe you're more into shooting trap, skeet, or sporting clays. The Wisconsin DNR encourages and promotes safe, fun target shooting. There are dozens of ranges around the state open to public access throughout the year. Go to dnr.wi.gov and search keywords shooting ranges to find a range near you. That's dnr.wi.gov, keywords shooting ranges. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us this week again on Outdoors Radio. Time to wrap up this week's show, brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Lincoln Contractor Supply and Favic Rents, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more, by Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated, making all-natural pork breakfast sausage since 1889. Meet your breakfast with Jones Dairy Farm products. For a retailer near you, visit jonesdairyfarm.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Safety and Shooting Range Programs, dnr.wi.gov, keywords, hunter safety, and shooting ranges.
You can listen to our show and a lot of other great outdoor radio shows 24/7 on the Reno Viola Outdoors Radio Network. Simply go to wrvoradio.com, there it is, and see the schedule there, and you can download an app to listen anytime at all.
Of course, family-owned and operated Jones Dairy Farm has been around since 1889, best known for their all-natural pork breakfast sausage. Pork sausage still made from the original family recipe, no preservatives or chemicals. You'll find Jones Dairy Farm all-natural pork sausage in the freezer case of major retailers in Wisconsin and across the country, and they've got their retail outlet in Fort Atkinson. We have got your chance to win $50 worth of Jones Dairy Farm breakfast meats right now. Call 414-297-7554. Email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. Mention the Jones giveaway and leave your name and phone number. That's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. Good luck.
I'm Dan Small. You can find us on Facebook as well, Dan Small Outdoors or Jeff Kelm. Join us again next week for more Outdoors Radio.